Welcome back to Yahoo Finance Live. President Joe Biden announced a plan last month to make COVID-19 booster shots available to U.S. adults 8 months after their second dose of a vaccine. But with 1 week until that plan is set to roll out, more debates have emerged about the need for this booster policy among public health officials, scientists, and regulators. Here to break it down for us is Yahoo Finance's health reporter, Anjali Kamlani. And Anjali, what's the latest on these developments in terms of this booster shot policy?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Emily. So we've got a lot to break down, but I'll try to condense it. Basically, in a nutshell, the scientific community is split over whether or not checking on antibody levels is the key requirement in order to determine booster doses. In addition, we're relying largely on data outside of the U.S. In the FDA documents that were released yesterday ahead of the September 17th meeting to discuss Pfizer's booster shot, the FDA scientists did note that they are relying on data from outside the U.S. that they have not independently verified and looked at. And that's really important when we're talking about understanding what the needs are for the U.S. and what the data really shows. There are concerns about whether or not this data is specifically relevant, if it's been done well, and what the underlying results really show. While largely speaking, we know that antibodies do wane, there is one part of the scientific community that argues that memory cells will play a role and that that's important as well. We did hear from Moderna President Stephen Hoge yesterday saying that really both the dichotomy, the idea that one or the other is important is really irrelevant and a bit of a false argument. So as you can tell, this is shaping up to be a really interesting debate tomorrow, and we'll have more details on that after the vote.
And Anjali, you're also tracking some COVID-related news coming out of LA County.
That's right. LA has decided to require vaccines for anyone that's going to be really hanging out and drinking. So if you're going to a nightclub, a bar, brewery, winery, you will have to get a first dose by October and be fully vaccinated by November. And that is sort of joining what we've seen in other areas of the country where it where vaccines or proof of vaccination is required, or a negative test in order to enjoy sort of lounging in an area and eating or drinking. We saw that in New York with the restaurants and bars. We've seen that elsewhere across the country. And while we have seen that Delta surge sort of decrease or start to show some level of decrease, it really is the fall and winter, late fall and winter that experts are worried about because they anticipate there might be another surge. So these requirements are coming in anticipation of a new surge.
All right, Yahoo Finance's Anjali Kamlani, thank you so much for breaking that down for us.